May the Lord's wisdom and peace be with you this day, heart dwellers. Well, before I forget to tell you, I just finished my first album, and it's going to be coming out digitally very soon, and I'll let you guys know when it does. It has some things you've never heard before on it, and a couple things you have heard. It's going to be called Left Behind in the Storm. Okay, on to the message. When I came into prayer, the Lord addressed me immediately. He said, "You wanted to address some things, beloved?" And I said, "Yes, Lord, but what is your preference?" Because there were many things on my mind, and I wasn't sure which one he wanted to talk about first. He began, "I prefer very much that all of you live together in unity and cooperation. I have invited you here not to take your rest, but to labor for the world. Those things that are not to your liking are there to help you detach from your flesh and be wholly devoted to me and my agenda at every moment, without any judgment of liking it or not liking it, preferring or avoiding anything. So if you roll up your sleeves and embrace the task before you, you will be very happy and peaceful. But if you fight or maneuver to get your way, to do what is pleasing to you rather than what is necessary, you will not be happy, because I will frustrate you in the pursuit of your own will. This I do, my cherished ones, because you are in the army of God, and that requires a death to self, in order that you can get rid of hindrances in your lives, attitudes that block holiness and wholeness. Please try with all your heart to be flexible and not judge what is best for you or for others. Rather, pray for those who must make those kinds of decisions, decisions which are not easy. They need your prayers to make things run smoothly." Thanks for saying that, Lord. Going on, "You are very much like a ship out at sea. The survival of all depends on each one of you assisting in the work that needs to be done in order that you can all lead a wholesome life of prayer and service. And graces will flow like a river from this place because of your charity, patience, and selfless service. Obedience is a very powerful force to bring you to holiness with the least amount of resistance in the shortest amount of time. Obedience goes directly against the rebellious human natures many of you have had in your lives. Once you recognize that it is Satan limiting your opinions through attachments, giving you disdain for one job over another, or being preferential in your choices, you can come firmly against him, who is most surely trying to influence you in a direction contrary to what I want and what is best for you. Imagine that you are a block of marble to be made into a magnificent statue. You came from the quarry, rough, misshapen, chipped, broken, but were chosen to be a noble statue. If you look at it this way, you will see that there is much rock that must be removed to form this image. Removing rock is painful and risky, but to create the ultimate soul that you are, I must do this. And I do it through others that have learned obedience and follow my counsels on how to go about it. My dear, dear ones, it doesn't always make sense, but I do write straight with crooked lines. And if you can maintain your reality and entrust your formation to me, you will in the end become something you never in your life dreamt possible. I am telling you this to help you cooperate with the simple directions I give you each day for your own good and the good of the community. So try to embrace the things that seem so menial and even unnecessary to you now. Embrace them joyfully with no resistance, and you will quickly develop that humility of soul that is so precious to men and angels alike. And from this place, I can bring you into glory. And to my blessed souls in China, I have heard the serious disagreement between factions among you over the course that a certain one may take with a relationship. Do you not know that these disagreements come from your lack of unity with my spirit? There should never be any arguments among you, only good discernment bringing peace. All of you should submit to my counsel, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant. The challenge is for you to separate your egos and need for validation and to be right by others. Really, the correct way is to pray until you reach a clear understanding and peace to move ahead without any rancor or pride getting in your way. Let no one lord it over another. Rather, seek the concord of the Holy Spirit without personal opinion or prejudice. Place yourself in the other's place and reason from there along with the scriptures and the law of mercy and love of neighbor. Put aside any need to be right or influenced until you reach the Holy Spirit's conclusion, not your own. Never presume that you know God's will for a soul. Labor, rather, to open your heart and learn God's will for a soul in great humility and not lording it over someone else saying that you know God's will, but rather receiving it gently and quietly, offering it and allowing me to do the conviction to bring that soul to that point. I love you and I am with you. Please lay down personal opinions and egos and seek the good of the others. And that was the end of his message.